We can get the news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
Leaders from coalition and opposition parties are meeting today following the suspension of the Dáil yesterday without the nomination of a Taoiseach. The meeting is due to begin at government buildings in half an hour's time. The Dáil is due to reconvene 2 hours later. Opposition parties have drafted a proposal which seeks to amend the Dáil's standing orders to prevent any TD who is supportive of a government from securing speaking time from the opposition benches. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham.
The Dáil had been scheduled to reconvene at 9 o'clock this morning, but that has now been pushed back to 10:30 in order to provide political leaders a negotiating window to resolve a crisis which led to chaotic scenes yesterday in the Dáil chamber. The nub of this problem stems from a decision by four independent TDs who intend to support the government in all votes to join a regional independent technical group and secure speaking rights from the opposition benches. The row led to unruly scenes in Dáil Éireann. The Ceann Comhairle Verona Murphy suspended the House on several occasions and ultimately adjourned proceedings until today. Last night, opposition parties wrote to the Ceann Comhairle about a possible compromise, and this led to several in-person exchanges between the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald and Verona Murphy. A letter has now been sent to the Taoiseach Simon Harris and Tánaiste Micheál Martin, which opposition leaders believe can be the basis of a compromise. It seeks to expand the Dáil Standing Order 170 to exclude, under three different criteria, any TD supporting a government from obtaining speaker rights from opposition benches. Opposition leaders believe this proposal could end the stalemate. Government sources are reserving their position.
All public transport, including bus, tram and train services, will not operate tomorrow in areas where status red warnings are in place. These highest levels warnings take effect at varying times, starting at 2 o'clock tomorrow morning in the south. They're due to be lifted gradually throughout the day, ending in Donegal at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Details are on the RT News website. Schools, early learning and childcare facilities and third level institutions are to close. The National Emergency Coordination Group is meeting this morning. Its chair has said the storm could be among the most severe that Ireland has ever seen. On this programme, Gerry Murphy, senior forecaster at Met Éireann, issued this advice.
What it means is that people are to take complete and utmost care with regard to the storm. So advice and messaging is really that today you prepare for a significant storm overnight and tomorrow, and then really from midnight tonight right the way through the daytime tomorrow, you basically have everything cancelled. Stay at home, stay out of the storm and stay safe.
Two unarmed Gardaí tackled and disarmed a raider who tried to rob a supermarket with a firearm in Kilmainham in Dublin last night. The Gardaí, who were attached to the National Bureau of Criminal Investigation, were on a break in the shop at the time. They subdued and detained the man after he refused to put the weapon down and pointed it at them. A man in his 40s has been arrested. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
A man armed with what's now believed to be an imitation firearm ran into the Super Value on Military Road just before 7 o'clock last night and demanded money. The headquarters of the Garda's specialist units, Walter Scott House, is just across the road, and two plainclothes officers from the National Bureau of Criminal Investigation were in the supermarket at the time. They're licensed to carry firearms, but were on a break for some food and unarmed. The male and female officers heard the armed robber shouting and threatening staff. The male detective identified himself as a Garda, confronted the raider and told him to put the gun down. He didn't know at the time the firearm was a replica. The raider, however, came out from behind the counter and moved towards the Garda with the gun pointed at him. The officer tackled him, and his female colleague and a member of the public assisted. They succeeded in disarming and subduing the raider until local Gardaí from Kilmainham arrived. No one was injured in the incident. The armed robber, a man in his 40s, was arrested. Garda headquarters said the two Gardaí are now being provided with all necessary welfare supports by local management.
The US President Donald Trump will address global business and political leaders by video link at the World Economic Forum in Davos later today. It's expected to be his first major foreign policy speech since his inauguration on Monday. Last night, President Trump told Russian President Vladimir Putin via social media that he should negotiate over Ukraine immediately or face what he called taxation, tariffs and sanctions. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Delivering exceptional performance with quiet operation. The Arona R290, Grant's most innovative heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
Rain will clear to sunny spells and scattered showers today, with westerly winds easing later. Highest temperatures will be around 8 degrees. And there's a warning that southwest to west winds will occasionally reach gale force 8 on all coastal waters and on the Irish Sea.